إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. I welcome all of you. Continue reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi, Kitab Al-Buyu', Bab Al-Buyu' Al-Manhiya Anha. Continue reading from Al-Mulakhas Al-Fiqhi and in the section of transactions, trade and transactions, in the chapter, the prohibited trade transactions. And we didn't complete that chapter last week, but inshallah ta'ala we will do so now. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us and help us to understand these chapters inshallah, because they are very important. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, he was mentioning some of the transactions that are prohibited in Islam. Some of the transactions that are prohibited in Islam. Okay? So, who can remind us of one of them or couple, inshallah, that we have mentioned in the previous class? Abdul Majid?
In the call of prayer given, stop
it. Ahsan. Which prayer?
Jumu'ah.
Naam. And which call? Which call?
Second call.
Second call. And you gotta be precise. Now, when the second call for Jumu'ah is called, now transactions become prohibited. People have to go to pray, go to the Jumu'ah to listen to the khutbah and the like. The Shaykh, remember, he mentioned, what is the ruling on the other prayers? You remember? Remember, what is the ruling of other prayers? If the Adhan is called for Dhuhr, for example, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Sheikh, he says the same thing. Okay? Once the Adhan is called, no more transactions. Now, what else? Naam, Kharab, Zayd, Ukasha, Ahmed, Hudayfa. Come close. Naam, Zayd. Ahsan. Selling a product that you know that the person or the factory that they buy in it, they're going to use it for haram. An example?
Grapes.
Ahsan. Selling grapes, but you know that those people, they have a factory or whatever, they're going to make wine from it. Don't sell that to them. Okay? But people, they come and they want to sell grapes in the market, that's okay. All right. Now, what else?
So then, for a Muslim to sell alcohol, any kind of, I guess, tobacco type of smoke. You said that a Muslim shouldn't.
Those transactions are not permissible as well. The person should not sell haram. The things that are prohibited for us, we don't make no business in them. Like, you don't sell tobacco, you don't sell wines and intoxicants and the like. Nah. Nah, Machi?
Stolen goods.
Huh?
Stolen goods.
Hey, nah. Uh-huh. Nah. Fadda.
For a seller to say to someone, I can sell the same thing to you for less.
Oh, yeah. لا يبيع على بيع أخيه. It's not permissible for a Muslim to cancel a transaction. For example, I'll give you an example. It's not permissible for a Muslim who he wants to sell a merchandise.
Let's say he's selling shoes. And then he's another, he just saw a brother sold him the same shoes. And he's like, listen, I give it to you for less than that. You see? I can sell it to you for less than that. Or he may go to the seller and tell him, you just sold that, I give you more than that. If you can take it from him, I'm willing to give you more. You see? Like a car, for example. Somebody's selling a car. So you work both ways. Somebody, a Muslim, selling a car for $3,000. Another person will come to him and say, $3,000? I give you $3,200, man. You see? That's not good. It's not good. Or he may go to the buyer, the one who bought it for $3,000, and he says, hey, I got a better car for you. Low miles, everything. Just give him back. You see? Why? Because this brings problems between the Muslims. Okay? It's different. It's different if two people are selling the same product. Okay? And by the way, this is an answer to a question. Muhammad Moore, he's not here. But you can relay the answer to him, inshallah. For example, two people, they selling the same product. Same thing. Snickers, same. Adidas, same brand. Yes, it's permissible. This guy is asking for 50, this guy is asking for 40. How much? 50. 40. Why is he 40? I don't know. Why is he 50? It's up to him. I don't know. It's a marketplace. When you're in a market, it's okay. Okay? It's okay to price your... Give Saul, you know, give him... If you buy one for 50, two for 90, okay? Three for 125. Nobody can tell you why after you're putting the price down. Okay, so it's okay. Levels. In matter of fact, I was looking for the answer because I forgot actually to call one of the mashayikh until right an hour ago or so. And I tried to look the answer, I couldn't find it. And then I called my brother, Sheikh Al-Umaysan. He didn't answer the phone. I called Musa Richardson. He didn't answer the phone either. Alhamdulillah, but he called me. And alhamdulillah, I talked to him. He gives salam, brother Musa Richardson. And I asked him, I said, do you know something about this? Two brothers, because that was the question. Muhammad Moore, he says, there is two Muslims. They sell books. Same books. And at the end of the day, in the whole day, they were selling that same book, for example, for $20. Okay? But then one of them, towards the end of the day, he was like, hey, give me 15. Or even less than that. Why? He says, because he just wants to get rid of those books. He don't want to take them back home with him. Can the other one say, "Akhi, you shouldn't drop the price like that?" He says, no. He can drop the price if he wants. That's a market price. Okay, you sell for 20 or sell for 15 or give it away for free. It's okay. But what is not okay, this is important to remember, what is not okay if the one who's selling for 15, he see a man with the book is in his hand. He said, "Akhi, where you get that from? From the brother right here. How much? 20. "Akhi, I'm selling it for 12, man. Go give it back to him and come back to me." That's not permissible. He can do that. But he can lower the price or for him higher, it's up to him. Everyone do what's good for him, inshallah. Now, what else? There was anything else?
Yes.
That's it. Hey, Muhammad.
It's forbidden to sell Muslim.
Slave. Ahsan. Aina. That's the one? That's the one. Sakhallah khair. Barakallahu feekum for your contribution. We continue right now. Qala. الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومن البيوع المحرمة بيع الحاضر للبادي والحاضر هو المقيم في المدن والقرى والبادي هو القادم من البادية أو غيرها لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يبيع حاضر لباد متفق عليه جزء من حديث كما في في عمدة الأحكام. If you have some time, I'm going to read to you some benefits from it. Alhamdulillah, it's very excellent benefits. Likewise, from the transactions that are forbidden and prohibited, and we should stay away from them, okay? Remember, the last point we mentioned, actually, that the Shaykh, after he mentioned these examples of forbidden and prohibited transactions, the Shaykh, he says, but these, unfortunately, these are transactions that are taking place in many of the markets amongst the Muslims. They just want to make money. They don't care. They just want to make it. You know, the Muslims should know how to make money. You gotta make it halal. Even though you're selling a halal product, a person is not selling something that is haram. But now we're talking about the transaction. It's not because, oh, you're selling books, good books, selling grapes, or go sell anyway, any manner. No, there is certain prohibited transaction that we should know. Okay? No. Yes. Okay. You want a clarification? Yeah, the Shaykh, he mentioned that it is not permissible to sell a Muslim slave to a kafir. If there is slavery, it's not permissible for a Muslim to sell a Muslim slave to a non-Muslim. Because it involves disgrace, this degrading the Muslim. You see? A Muslim slave cannot... shouldn't have a master who's non-Muslim. Alright? But this is the beauty of Islam. Now, so one of the forbidden transactions as well is that made by, among the prohibited trade transaction, is that made by a town dweller on behalf of a desert dweller or someone who came outside the cities, okay? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, a town dweller, someone who resides in a town or in a village, should not trade on behalf of a desert dweller. Meaning, how to understand a desert dweller? Meaning somebody who comes from far and bring in his merchandise to sell it in the market in the city or any established market in a village. Okay? قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنه لا يكون له سمسارا أي دلال يتوسط بين البائع والمشتري. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما, he explained this. Okay? Now, you gotta understand, some people, they live far outside. They have a farm outside and then they outside the cities, okay? And then they bring their goods, to the, where? To the city, to the market. Here, I want you to make an effort, those who live in a city, especially here in America. I may give an example. Farmer's markets, but the old-fashioned farmer's market. You remember Abdul Majid? Tell me, what's an old-fashioned farmer's market? Not the one over here in Ponce de Leon.
No. Let's say go to South Georgia.
Yes.
Watermelon, Browning.
Ahsant.
In fact, they got one here
on. They used to have now.
Yeah,
hey now. So you find those merchants, those farmers or whatever, they bring their goods. It may be like once a week. Okay? It may be once a week. Let's say every Tuesday. Sometimes they have them like twice a week, Tuesday and Friday. Sometimes they have them more than that, a week. So that market opens only once, twice, or three times a week, for instance. The people, okay, they bring their fresh goods. This guy, he brings a load, you know, a truck load of tomatoes. This one is bringing a truck load of what? Organic eggs. What is it? Orange, yes, orange. We're close to Florida anyway, so that's a good example. Alright, he's bringing a truck load of what? Orange. And then they bring all these goods, whatever they have. Carrots, this guy bringing load of celery. This guy is bringing, I don't know, chicken, and the like. So he says, the one who's already in the city cannot sell the goods of the one who's coming from outside the city. Okay? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says, his comments on this hadith, it means that he, meaning the town dweller, should not act as his broker. As a broker. We know the broker, right? As his broker, okay? Naam. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, دعوا الناس يرزق الله بعضهم ببعض. دعوا الناس يرزق الله بعضهم ببعض. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, leave the people alone, that Allah will give them provision from one another. Okay? Because now the one here, I'm gonna like I said, just in case I don't find time, because I want you to understand it, but I see some eyes doing like this. Because the one who's coming, the ulama, they says though, when a Bedouin come from outside, he don't know the market prices, you see. It's not like the one who live in the city. The merchant who live in the city, he knows the prices of tomatoes, for example. Okay? So, and the prices, they change. So that person who came maybe 2 weeks, the merchant who's coming from outside, maybe he come only once a month, okay? Or twice a month. So last time he was there, maybe tomatoes, they were $100 a crate. Okay? Let's say, for example, they were only $100. But now, the price may change. Maybe they are 150. But now this guy is going to meet him outside and say, hey, I got all for you, man, so you can go home now. You see? And then he will take everything for the price. But then, actually, if that man made it to the market, the price will be what? 150. I know. All right. It's clear now? But it's going to become clear if you pay attention with us and we go through the class, inshallah, okay? Now, because a lot of times, it's okay for you not to understand something, but just give us some time to finish the class, okay? Because sometimes the point is explained later on, all right? Now. قال وكما أنه لا يجوز للحاضر أن يتولى بيع سلعة البادي كذلك لا ينبغي له أن يشتري له. It says likewise, a town dweller is prohibited to sell or buy on behalf of a desert dweller. والممنوع هو أن يذهب الحاضر إلى البادي ويقول له أنا أبيع لك أو أشتري لك. أما إذا جاء البادي للحاضر وطلب منه أن يبيع له ويشتري له فلا مانع من ذلك. What is prohibited is that a town dweller goes to a desert dweller and offers his service to buy or sell something on his behalf. Okay, he will see someone bringing a merchandise and he's like, hey, I sell all for you. Or some other people coming from out, they want to buy a merchandise. He's like, what do you want? Eggs, I got you. That's prohibited, he says. Yet, it becomes permissible only if the desert dweller is the one who comes to the town dweller asking him, Ishrab bil yameen, yameen, asking him to buy or sell on his behalf. Okay? Or to buy, sell or buy on his behalf. Let me read to you from here, because this point, inshallah ta'ala, I'm not going to leave it to the end. We have here Taysir al-Allam, the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam. Umdat al-Ahkam of Imam al-Maqdisi, rahimahullah, explained by Sheikh Abdullah al-Bassam, rahimahullah. In this volume number 2, or 3 actually, na'am. No. Number 2. This, it's not shown clearly here. Number two, this is a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. It's agreed upon on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ says, لا تلقوا الركبان. Do not go outside the boundaries of the city and wait for those farmers and try to cut a deal with them and buy their merchandise before even they come to the market and know what? The price of that merchandise in the market. You see? So there are certain people like that. They know the route where some merchants are coming. And when you see a truck, hey, pull over, hey, we can't buy it for you. I'm giving you this money. Remember last time you sold it for $10 a piece? I'm giving you 11. But in the market, it's already 12 that day. You see how it is? Inam. Said, لا تلقوا الركبان ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض. And none of you should cancel the transactions of others. ولا تناجشوا. ولا يبيع حاضر لباد. And this is the point of reference of this hadith. لا يبيع حاضر لباد. No town dweller should sell on behalf of someone who comes to the market in that city. ولا تسر الغنم. This تسر الغنم. Some people they want to buy to sell a lamb, sheep, especially the female one that already have babies. What they do? They have a trick. Some merchants, sellers, they will tie their legs, the back ones, in some way for a while, so that to push the udder. You know the udder? Huh? Everybody know this? The udder or something? They call the udder. I'm saying it right? Where the milk is? Huh? Utter, right? Yes, the utter. So the way they put, they tie their legs so that the utter where the milk is look big. So when somebody sees, like, oh no, take this one, look, the udder is big, this one got more milk. You see? But it's a trick. Likewise, many tricks people they do, they don't, those who don't fear Allah, like in the Eid al-Adha. You gotta be careful. Some people they give the certain animals to eat certain things, like some bicarbonate of sodium or something, some chemicals they give them, water with milk with salt,
Water with fertilizer.
Yeah, water with something else, and for that before they bring them, so you make that animal look big. You see? All those are like, and some of those animals actually they die later on. When a person takes them, they die because they gave them some chemical that they shouldn't have. But all these tricks, they do it so that the animal look big and fat, you know? And that's haram, that's cheating and deception, waliyadu billah. And causing harm to the animal as well. Nah. That's not permissible. وَمَنْ ابْتَغَهَا فَهُوَ بِخَيْرِ النَّظَرَيْنِ بعد أن يحلبها إن رديها أمسكها وإن سخطها ردها وصاعا من تمر. He said, the one who, for example, let's say if somebody fall for the trick and he is like, man, he's got a lot of milk, he took it, now there's no milk or there's less than expected, he said he has the choice to bring it back to the end of the hadith. Now what's important for us is this part, وَلَا يَبِعْ حَادِرٌ لِبَادٍ, because this is the point that we are studying together here, okay? لا يبيع ولا تلقوا الركبان too, because he has something to do. قال لا تلقوا الركبان جمع راكب ويراد تلقي القادمين إلى البلاد لبيع سلعهم فيشتريها منهم قبل وصولهم إلى السوق وأطلق على الركبان تغليبا وإلا فهو شامل للمشاة أيضا. He says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, do not intercept the rukban, go out there and wait for them before they make it to the market. Whether they are riding, driving, or they're walking. Somebody is walking and pushing a cart that has some eggs in it, for example. Okay? he says, it's not permissible for those merchants who are of the city to leave the market and to go outside and wait for the merchants who they don't live in the city. They come from the countryside or the desert or whatever. It's not permissible for those merchants to go there, intercept them before they make it to the market and try to buy their merchandise. Why? He says, لِأَنَّ هَذَا الْقَادِمْ هُوَ قَادِمْ لِيَبِيعْ سِلْعَتَهُ بِسَعْرِ وَقْتِهَا سَوَاءً أَكَانَ بَدَوِيًّا أَمْ حَضَرِيًّا فَيَقْصِدُهُ الْحَاضِرُ لِيَبِيعَ سِلْعَتَهُ بِأَغْلَى مِنْ سَعْرِهَا لَوْ كَانَتْ مَعَ صَاحِبِهَا وَالسَّمْسَار هُوَ الْبَائِعُ وَالْمُشْتَرِي لِغَيْرِهِ. So they go and intercept these people, because everybody wants, when a person wants to go and make money, wants to sell his business, he wants to make some decent profit, right? Nobody wants to be tricked. Okay, so now they don't know the price of the market. You see? These people, they don't live in the market. They didn't make it to the market yet. So they don't know the price. So those who know, they go intercept them outside and try to buy it from them. Okay? Because those people, if they know the price of the market, if somebody tell them already, look, the case of tomatoes, for example, is $10. Alright? Then somebody going to come to them and tell them, hey, I'll give you $7.50. You think they're going to take it? They're not going to take it. They're like, listen, man, it's $10 in the market. See you in the market, buddy. So they will go to the market and then they will go with the price of the market. Now, قال في هذا الحديث جملة ينهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن خمسة أنواع من البيع المحرم. لماذا؟ لما فيها من الأضرار العائدة على البائع أو المشتري أو غيرهما. He says, in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned five prohibited transactions. And this is one of them, the one that we are studying, alhamdulillah. Why they are prohibited? Why? Because of the evil consequences they have of these transactions. Because that transactions, whether it is harmful to the seller, you see, they take advantage of the seller because they don't know the price of the market, or it may be harmful for the buyer too, being greedy. He's going to go and buy he don't even know too. He's going to go over there and he's going to come to the market. Everything changed in the market. You see? Price changed. So he's the one who's going to be harmed right now. Or they may be both. Now. فنهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن تلقي القادمين لبيع سلعهم من طعام وحيوان. فيقصدهم قبل أن يصلوا إلى السوق فيشتري منهم جلبهم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he forbid anyone to intercept the merchants before they make it to the marketplace. Those who bring in their goods, whether it is food or animals, no one should meet them outside the city limits and try to conduct a transaction with them before they make it to where? To the marketplace. قال فلجهلهم بالسعر ربما غبنهم في بيعهم وحرمهم من باقي رزقهم الذي تعبوا فيه وطووا لأجله المفازات وتجشموا المخاطر فصار طعمة باردة لمن لم يكد فيه. الله أكبر. Now the Sheikh, he explained, he says, since those people who come from far, they don't know the price of the market. So that person may take advantage of them. And therefore, prevent them from what? From a risk. From a risk. They worked hard. They're the ones that work hard for 3, 4, 5 months, tilting the ground and getting up early and taking care of this and the people and hiring people to work for them and spending money, right or wrong. And then the harvest and then they bring in everything. They work so hard for someone to come and what? Trick them. Okay? No, they're the one that deserve to make the profit, not somebody else who didn't work hard. Barry, they said it's easy for him. Nah. Likewise, he says that also the dweller should not sell for the one who come from far, out of fear that he may make it difficult on the rest of the people. Okay? So because when a person coming to sell his business, mashallah, his goods, they usually can work some deals. You know what I'm saying? They work a deal. So when the people come, so let's say a person bring like 1,000 crates of oranges, and he's selling them wholesale, a crate. How many you want? Give me 10 crates. You, give me 15. Give me 25. Give me 100. Okay, give me one. Some people is one. Okay, so that person he knows how much he put forward, and so he can give him a deals. You see, he's like, how much is a crate? $10. I got 9. Take it. I'm buying 100. Can I get them for 750? 8. Okay. See, so he can give the people deals. But if somebody from the city didn't work hard on it, he will get it. He will set one price and he's like, hey, buy it or leave it. Easy? And he become make it difficult on others. SubhanAllah, Islam, the beauty of Islam, to protect the people. Okay? So that's why Islam now you understand why Islam is the only thing that works for the people. Because it is from Allah. These laws, they are not made by people. Alright? No, these are laws legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hakim, Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, Al-Rahim, Al-Rafiq. He wants good for his servants now. And the hikmah, قال الحكمة في النهي لألا يخدعوا فيشتري منهم سلعهم بأقل من قيمتها بكثير. And the wisdom is that so that those people not to be tricked and taken advantage of. You see? Because now they didn't make it to the market yet. They may sell, because they know how much they, for example, they know that if the person tell them, I give you this price, well, if they know how much they put towards that product. So they're like, hey, I got making some profit, it's okay. And they will be tricked like that. Why? Because that person may bought it from them and given them a price, an offer that is way, way less than what the market, than the price of the markets. Okay, and that's the deception. Now, understood, right, clear? Now, كذلك ومن البيوع المحرمة بيع العينة. بيع العينة. Pay attention to this point as well. The Sheikh says, likewise, from the prohibited trade is that one that is called العينة. Al-Ina wa-da'in, even though in English is Ina, but not Ina. Al-Ina wa-da'in. Because there is no Ain in the English letters, right? Okay. Number three. That's what they try, but it's not number three. It's Al-Ain. Number three, that's a good one. In a text message and stuff, right? They use it. But this is fiqh class. Another type of prohibited trade is that called al-'ina. Say it, say al-'ina. Al-Ina. Huh? Not Inna. Inna wa akhawatuha, that's a different thing. So, what is this Ina? What is it that is prohibited? Somebody know? First of all, somebody know? No.
Selling something that you don't have yet.
No.
Like rice and rice. Both items, like rice and rice,
you cannot trade like corn and corn. You're close. I need a little bit more.
This is the same aim as
Riba.
You're close. I heard you say something.
It's like the same item, almost the same item.
What about the same item?
It's like
you're around the corner. You just need to find what direction you take.
Okay, like
make a right move or left move.
Bonnet and walnut is the same thing, but it's a little bit different.
That's why you want to stick around for the class, alhamdulillah. For this reason. That's good what you're saying. You're close, but now the class is going to make it clear. Now.
Two of the same product for different
ones. Huh?
Two of the same product for one, maybe.
Same products, two prices?
No.
Say yes.
Yes.
All right. It's up to you. Huh?
If you have days, you can trade them for days for different qualities.
Now, Mahmoud?
You have two products, but one is of a higher quality than the other. So you sell 2 to 1.
Abdurrahim?
So,
I'm just listening to you. I'm not saying you're right or you're wrong. I'm just listening to you. Very good. But then we will listen to the Sheikh Fawjan, okay? Now?
So, to sell something, a product to somebody with a price, and to buy it from him with less than what?
Who would do such thing? Who would do such thing? And you are right, by the way. That's what it is. Now, JazakAllah khair. قال أن يبيع سلعة على شخص بثمن مؤجل ثم يشتريها منه بثمن حال أقل من المؤجل. Listen. Pay attention to this. Ahmed, pay attention. This is important. You might not need this transaction, but you might ride with your father or something, okay? Somebody in the car, it's good to know. Now, so another type of prohibited trade is that called al-ina, in which a seller, okay, now we have a seller and a buyer, okay? A seller, by the way, we gave the answer. Drop, give me 20, man. In which a seller sells a commodity, a merchandise, that's what commodity means, on credit to a buyer. No riba, credit. Okay? And then buys it from him. Who buys it from him?
The same person.
He sell him something on credit, like payments for like 2 years, 10 months, whatever, and he buy the same thing from him at the same time at a lower price. Is it understood? Huh? Here's an example. Sheikh, he mentioned example. كأن يبيع عليه سيارة. I want everybody to understand this, okay? If you don't understand, then pay attention more, inshallah. All right? Maybe because your mind went somewhere, I don't know. Or you can ask me, inshallah, to repeat, okay? Here's the example. كَأَنْ يَبِيعَ عَلَيْهِ سَيَّارَ بِعِشْرِينَ أَلْفًا إِلَى أَجَلْ ثُمَّ يَشْتَرِيهَا مِنْهُ بِخَمْسَةِ عَشَرَ أَلْفًا حَالَّةً يُسَلِّمُهَا لَهُ وَتَبْقَى الْعِشْرُونَ أَلْفًا فِي ذِمَّتِهِ إلى حلول الأجل فيحرم ذلك لأنه حيلة يتوصل بها إلى الربا. See, that's why those who say riba, you were on the same, like everybody was on the same page, okay? فكأنه باع دراهم وأجل بدراهم حالة مع التفاضل وجعل السلعة حيلة فقط. Clear? طيب. Here's the example Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzani mentioned. But I'm going to mention the siga, how this transaction is haram first. He says, the rina in which a seller sells a commodity on credit, not when you hear credit, I don't want your mind to go to MasterCards, Visa cards, haram. No. Credit meaning this person is not going to give all the price at once. Payments. No riba. Just he's making payments. Okay? But he will buy it from him. The same person who sold it, he will buy it from the one who just bought it from him for a lesser price. And here is the example of the car after the Adhan, inshallah ta'ala. Okay? Now.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Now, so here's the example from the Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafidahullah. He says, for example, a trader sells a car, meaning a person sells a car for 20,000 pounds, we'll say dollars in here, okay? He sells a car for $20,000, must be a nice car. All right, on credit, meaning on payments, not on haram credits, on payments. He said to him, okay, no problem, sell it to you for, give this, payments. All right? Then buys it from him, from the same man who has just bought it for $15,000 cash. You with me so far? So here is, we have two people. One is selling a car and one is buying it. The one who's buying it, does he have cash?
No.
He has no cash. He's willing to do what?
Pay monthly.
All right? Monthly maybe. Okay, $500, $100 a month, whatever. So they agree. This man tell him, look, I sell you the car for $20,000 for example, for 2 years. And you give me this much a month. It's a deal. I got. I accept. But then that same man bought that same car for what? $15,000 what?
Dollar.
Cash. He gave it to him right there. We're not done. What's missing? Who knows? What's still missing now?
We don't know whether or not he paid the whole $20,000.
That's what's missing. Now, Abdul Majid.
No, he got
Ahsan. That's what is missing here. Aynam. So the original buyer owes the seller 20,000 pounds or dollar to be paid at the due time. You see how it is?
Yeah.
So he still have to pay 20,000.
So he lost 5,000.
Huh?
So he lost 5,000.
Who lost 5,000?
The buyer, the original buyer.
He lost Baraka, man, talking about 5,000. He lost the great reward of being upon the Sunnah. That's the real loss we have to worry about. You see? Even if a penny in haram, that's a bad thing. So it's about the transaction, it's not just about the amount. Okay? So now this person, he bought the car for like 2 years now. He's going to make payment monthly. For 2 years, he will finish it in 2 years. 2 years, but how long? For how much? $20,000. That same person who sold him the car, he bought it from him. For what?
$15,000.
So who's making $15,000 now? Who just made the
$15,000?
Huh?
A buyer.
A buyer. Alright, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's make it easy. Alright, listen. Juan, wait. We have one class here, okay? Ahmed, alright? He sold the car to who?
B. Mitchell.
Jamal. Yeah, leave B. Mitchell alone. To Jamal. Alright. To Jamal. Alright, we have Ahmed, we have Jamal. A. Ahmed. It's not somebody here in here, okay? And one person named Jamal. I hope Jamal don't just show up right now. Like, we're talking about me. All right? So now this Ahmed, he has a car. He sold it to Jamal for how long? For how much? 20,000. Cash?
Credit.
But the same Ahmed bought, on the spot, he bought the same car for how long? For how much? 15,000 cash. So who has the money in his pocket now? Huh? Don't tell me the buyer. Give me the name. Hudaifa. Jamal, Ahsant. What seller, man? We have two sellers. Jamal, that's why I gave the names. So now Jamal, he's the one who has the 15,000. Is this transaction okay?
No.
All right. That's what the Sheikh said. He says, why is it not okay? He says, look, this kind of selling is prohibited as it is mere fraud and one of the forms of riba, usury. Naam, of riba. Why? In this way, the seller sells a sum of money on credit for another one in cash. You see? So he didn't sell him. He says, making the car just a means of fraud. You see? Matter of fact, he said to him, look, man, I'm selling you $20,000 for $15,000. I'm giving you $15,000 right now, and you pay me $20,000 later on in two years. And they use the car as a camouflage. You see? Now, can I use that? And imagine the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ who said, إِذَا تَبَيَّعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَدْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ دُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُوا حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. If you sell to one another with عِينَ, hold the tails of cows, become occupied with worldly gains, become pleased with agriculture, and give up jihad, and Allah will, and the real jihad, not the ISIS jihad and those, okay, this is the real jihad that has principles and guidelines, and as it is found, alhamdulillah, in this beautiful religion of Islam. Allah will make this grace prevail over you, and will not withdraw it until you return to what? To your religion, to practice your religion properly. And the Sheikh mentioned another hadith, يأتي على الناس زمان يستحلون الربا بالبيع. There will come a time when people consider riba lawful by means of trade. And I chose the hadith, is Imam al-Albani, he says it's da'if. في غاية المرام في تخريج أحاديث الحلال والحرام. So now you understood this transaction, right? Not to confuse this transaction with another one that's going to come, inshallah, maybe later on, in which a person is selling, he's selling a car, and he's saying, look, here is a car for $15,000 cash. The man says, I don't have nothing, I don't have cash, I'm willing to pay payment, shall I have a nice job, I can give this $300 a month, no problem, or $500. Then the man says, it's okay, but it's going to be $20,000 now. Okay? This is another transaction. You see it, right? Because this one here we're talking about, this man, he came and he bought a car for $20,000 on payments that doesn't involve riba. But then he sold that same car to who? To the same person for $15,000 what? Cash. So he just got $15,000 cash, like he just borrowed it from him, but how much he's going to give him back? $20,000. And that's where the riba is, as a form of riba, because we have another hadith, the Sheikh didn't mention it, but the Prophet ﷺ says, أَيُّمَا قَرْضٍ جَرَّ نَفْعًا فَهُوَ رِبَا. Every loan that generates interest is riba. It is good, alhamdulillah, and permissible for the Muslims to help one another. If your brother wants to borrow $1,000 and you have it, and he wants to use it for good things, help him. Help your brother. But it's not permissible to tell him, "Akhi, I have it, but if you don't give it to me in 1 month, I'm going to start charging you $10 for every day." That's not permissible. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.